Carolyn Gibson feels the joy of volunteering for the Professional Clothing Assistance Program, PCAP, recently launched by the nonprofit Styled Right Workwear for Men. What motivates us to get involved with the PCAP is giving back in a way that helps others build their confidence and see potential in themselves, said Gibson, board chair of Styled Right Workwear for Men. The Professional Clothing Assistance Program is aimed at helping unemployed or underemployed men to dress for success in the workplace. We provide a network of support and professional attire to help men achieve economic independence and to thrive in work and in life, she said. Styled Right Workwear for Men helps men in need dress appropriately for work. Image supplied. Gibson explained that PCAP clients are referred by community partners for clothing that is suitable for job interviews and employment. The program provides men with 1 to 2 free professional outfits for clients who are looking for appropriate work clothing, she said. The program is intended to help those actively seeking employment, having scheduled an upcoming job interview or court appearance, or having been hired recently. She pointed out that the clothing support program continues even after the client is employed. Once employment is secured, clients may return for their workplace appropriate clothing needs, and are provided with up to 5 free work outfits. Through the program, participants are provided with suits, jackets, dress pants, dress shirts, accessories, and other new or gently used men's career wear. Styled Right Workwear for Men was founded by Linda Reed, who also founded Dress for Success Aurelia and Barry, which provides free professional clothing for women. Gibson says the idea for Styled Right Workwear for Men came from Reed's son, Sean, who died in June. Sean was instrumental in helping start up Dress for Success. He asked why Linda wasn't starting a program for men and she promised him one day she would start one, Gibson said. In 2022, Dress for Success started collecting men's clothing and dedicated a space in the Bayfield Mall for men's clothing. Then they began thinking of potential program titles. When we were stumped thinking of names for the program, Sean came up with Styled Right Workwear for Men, Gibson said. The group has also created a community closet called Sean's Closet that helps anyone who needs clothing. Sean's Closet is available to anyone, not only those looking for a job. We have partnered with Elizabeth Fry and Ryan's Hope to provide free clothing to anyone in need, she added. Clothing donations can be made on Wednesdays from noon until 6 p.m. at 320 Bayfield Street, Unit 79, at the Bayfield Mall in Barrie, and from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Aurelia area at Hip Chick Design, located at 4337 Burnside Line in Severn Township. Volunteers accept and sort the donations and provide appointments for clothing consultations, Gibson said. Gibson noted that Styled Right Workwear for Men has set up a GoFundMe page to raise money and has several fundraising events planned for later this year. We are looking to raise $10,000 to start up Styled Right for fixtures, equipment, rent and marketing materials, she said. For more information about Styled Right Workwear for Men, check out their Facebook page or contact Gibson at carolyn@dfcereliaberry.org.